these things in their life. And especially for those who are planning to have a child, who know others who are planning to have a child, or one day will have to plan a child, for everybody it's important to know. So then in the human life cycle, we have spoken about the previous birth, what leads to the human form. We have talked about which kind of soul comes into which kind of family or body or parents. And we talked about the importance of the Garbhadhana Samskar. And in the next session in the afternoon, we'll be talking about the period in the womb and also about childhood and boyhood or girlhood. And then tomorrow we'll talk about old age, we'll talk about death and the period beyond that. So we'll stop here. We still have just a couple of minutes for questions, if you have any. Yes.
Should I stand up or just...
No, you can sit in.
I came to this land in 1989 from India. And I was familiar with what you just said in your discourse. Misa was with our Indian way of life and the philosophy and culture. And also this similar sort of discourse is happening over there. And also came from such family that I knew Mahabharata and Ramayana very, very clearly and very, like I can pass exam if it is there, you know. The thing is, from that day, the day I landed, I tried to compare the life over there and over here and how people there behaving and how people are here behaving. And from what I find out and what it has been confirmed by the people coming over there even recently, that people here on the whole are much more honest than general people you find like a man in the street in India. These people do not have any scorn discourses or anything, nothing that sort of culture. And also by default or by their result, they are much more better off than people back home in India who are having much more ISKCON type of philosophy and all. They are receiving almost every day from their parents and from other schools and colleges or other media. I don't know whether other people will agree, and what are your comments in that regard? What I gather, what they are doing right is just do the right thing. Just forget about all label, that is ISKCON or Bible or whatever it is. But just do the right thing and everything will fall. By default, it will set right.
Okay, thank you for your comment and question. Just doing the right thing is a very loaded word, because what is the right thing? That is the question. So there has to be clear understanding of what that right thing is. And that is why we need knowledge from the scripture. That said, however, you have made a very valid and important point that even in other countries we see many times that in terms of public dealings, in terms of interactions, people here are much more amenable, friendly, honest. They have a civic sense. They stop on the road if there is somebody, there's something you need. They are friendly. Many, many good things. In India today, there are so many stories going on. Somebody's lying with a traffic accident on the road. Nobody cares. Everyone's just walking on. These things are happening. So you're absolutely right. So we are not condemning any country or any group of people. And neither are we blindly appreciating any group of people based on country or whatever. We are talking about the qualities that are necessary to bring about some a change that is very deep. Now, even though these qualities are there at the superficial level, but underlying, there is some major problem where relationships are breaking up easily, where there's hardly any concept of family life left anymore, where the upbringing is also lacking in terms of spiritual inputs. In India, on the other hand, which is a land of spiritual culture, but people have already forgotten that spiritual culture. In India, people have become very materialistic. People are trying to ape after the Western countries. They are forgetting their own culture. So they are actually worse off because they are neither here nor there. They don't have the good qualities of the West, and they don't have the good qualities of the East. They end up getting the worst of both worlds. That is the difficulty. So if we reinstitute the culture again, re-establish the culture in a meaningful way, not just in a superficial, casual religious way, I go to the temple, I bow my head once a week, not that. It's not a question of ISKCON or not ISKCON, it's a question of following a path of devotion to the Supreme Lord. It's not an institutional issue here. It's an issue of following a process, following a path. So that is required everywhere. Okay? Is there any other question? Yes, can the mic please at the back?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj, you mentioned that we need to have perfection of Krishna consciousness at least before the end of our life. How do we know when we have reached that stage?
By the symptoms. Because everything has symptoms. So, Srila Rupa Goswami and the other acharyas have given us the symptoms. So we can recognize those symptoms. If you read Nectar of Devotion, you will see the symptoms being described in great detail. In other words, when we have developed pure love for Krishna and we are not concerned about anything else, then we understand that we have reached that stage of perfection. But in detail, we will have to have another seminar for that, to talk about what are the symptoms of different stages of development of love of Godhead. Okay? Yes, yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I believe my question is more in regards to the Krishna consciousness, and I have found out that you actually have left all your qualifications and you reside, in terms of your profession and landed yourself in Vrindavan. While you're staying there, do you, when you get into the transcendental stage, when you try to connect to Lord Krishna, do you find any different in connection from being at Vrindavan and being in any other country? Is there any difference? And also, what do you see when you get to that stage and you bypass the frame and enter into the spiritual world itself? Thank you.
Well, definitely Vrindavan is Vrindavan. What can we say? There's no second Vrindavan. From a physical point of view, Vrindavan is very special. It's surcharged with Krishna consciousness everywhere. So many temples, so many devotees, everywhere people will sing Radhe Radhe or Hare Krishna. The trees are painted with that, the walls are painted with that. Of course, there's the other side of Vrindavan too. There are many bad people also in Vrindavan. But in any case, yes, Vrindavan is special. But Srila Prabhupada's great contribution was that he helped to create Vrindavans outside of Vrindavan. He carried Vrindavan with him and he established so many outposts of Vrindavan everywhere. And those were his temples, his centers. So therefore, wherever devotees get together, wherever there is a temple, wherever there is hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord, wherever there is devotional service being performed, that place is also Vrindavan. So, Sydney also has outpost of Vrindavan. Melbourne has outpost of Vrindavan. Wherever there are temples of Krishna and devotees of Krishna, then that's Vrindavan too. And ultimately, we have to make Vrindavan in our home and in our hearts. Okay? Yes. Back. Can the mic, please, at the back.
Thank you, Maharaj. The nice class. And I agree that Gaurvadhan is to done. But whatever his story told, Hiranyakashipu, Ango, they're trying to do right things, but it didn't happen. So this is our desire to bring children right way, but there is a, we are also same time a puppet of the string. So how we do planning, but what is Krishna's plan, planning? Our plan and Krishna's plan, how can you do together?
Well, first we have to make our plan in accordance with Krishna's plan. In other words, we have to plan as Krishna would have us plan. So therefore, doing such things is very essential. We have to do it right from the beginning all the way through. Not just preconception, but even post-conception within the womb, and also childhood, boyhood, adolescence, all the way up, there are things to do as Krishna wants us to do. So we have to do those things. And ultimately, having done our part perfectly, if we have truly done it properly, then we leave the rest to Krishna. Then something may happen one way or it may happen another way. But we have to be very particular and responsible about executing our duties in these regards, in terms of doing the Garbhadhan and so on and so forth. And even when the child is in the womb, we'll talk about it in the afternoon. These things will protect the children from further problems, even when they are exposed to a bad atmosphere. There was one devotee I met in another city, I won't mention the name, and he was telling me, that's outside of India, in a Western country, and unfortunately, he has had a troubled marriage, and the boy is separated from him. The boy, he was brought up with the Garbhadhana samskar, and the childhood samskars were very strong. Later on, however, because of other factors and not being with him and being in other kinds of company, he went out into the world. He is still a schoolboy in high school now and going through a very rough time. And even then, despite his exposure, his eating meat and so many things that he was forced to do in life, he still has that sense of Krishna consciousness, that inclination is not gone. It is very strong still. And his father said, the only reason this has happened, he told me this person, is because we were so particular about the Garbhadhan Samskar and about the time in the child's womb, in the mother's womb. Because we were so particular, that has protected him. And even in childhood, whatever, for some time. So these things are very important, that even if going out into the outside world, where the atmosphere is so bad, those initial samskaras will protect them and make sure that even if they deviate for a while, they will be all right, they will come back. So these things have to be reinstituted, re-established within our societies so that we can protect the generations to come. All right? Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now, I know there's a temptation to ask plenty more questions, but we do have three more sessions. Also, there's a Q&A box there, so if you'd like to ask questions, please, you can...